There was an historic inauguration Monday in the largest city in western Massachusetts.
As the High Sheriff of Hamden County, I hereby declare that the fifth inauguration ceremony of Mayor Dominic J. Sarnoff.
Inside Majestic Symphony Hall, on the main stage with a giant American flag as a backdrop, Dominic Sarno, with his wife and two daughters standing at his side, was sworn in for a fifth term as mayor of Springfield and became the longest-serving chief executive in the city's 386-year history.
I,
Dominic J. Sarno,
do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
Sarno said when he was first elected mayor in 2007, an upset victory over then-Mayor Charlie Ryan, he never dreamed he'd go on to set a record for longevity in the office.
I may be starting to show a little bit of gray hair, but my love for this city and my love for this job burns brighter than ever before.
In his inaugural address, Sarno reflected on the last 12 years and said several success stories stood out. He cited stabilizing the city's finances during the Great Recession, improvements in the city's public schools, better public safety, and economic development projects that he claimed have resulted in 5,000 jobs.
I look forward with great enthusiasm for the next 4 years. There will both be challenges and surprises. I have every confidence that continuing to work together, we will secure a bright and vibrant future for our community.
Sarno dedicated his fifth inauguration to the memory of his mother, Clara Sarno, who died in 2018, and his 84-year-old father, Alfonso Sarno, who is battling cancer and was too ill to attend Monday's ceremony.
My parents always said they were proud of me, but the reverse is true. And I say from my heart that I'm so very, very proud of them, and I'm profoundly grateful for their boundless love and support.
Sarno has never shown so much as a hint of any interest in any other office and told reporters that he expects to seek re-election in 2023.
And you never say never, but if this is the last elective office I ever hold, I'll be happy. To have the moniker of mayor, it can never be taken away from you. And as long as my health and my family's okay and the people of Springfield will have me, I'm honored and privileged to be mayor. I live this job. I love this job 24/7.
Also during the ceremony, oaths of office were administered to newly elected city councilors Melo Brown, Sean Curran, and Victor Davila. Later at City Hall, the city council voted unanimously to elect Councilor Adam Gomez as vice president and to re-elect Councilor Justin Hurst for a second one-year term as council president. In his speech, Hurst singled out several city councilors for their work last year on specific issues, including the approvals for the first marijuana stores in Springfield, creation of a senior tax work-off program, and toughening local hiring requirements for contractors on public construction projects.
The issues facing the city of Springfield are not that complicated, so long as you have a dedicated city council that is willing to put in the work to address those issues, which is exactly what we had last year, and I expect nothing different this year.
Also on Monday, John View was sworn in as the 41st mayor of Chicopee. Don Humison took the oath of office to become the new mayor of Westfield. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.